Lesson 6. Outcomes. Differentiate among types of terrorist attacks and their associated hazards. Terrorist attacks. Terrorists have the knowledge and the capability to strike anywhere in the world, and they deliberately target locations where civilians are present. All societies are vulnerable to incidents involving terrorism, although countries in conflict are especially vulnerable. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, heads U.S. government agencies in investigating and attempting to prevent terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. There are many different definitions of terrorism. However, the FBI defines terrorism as the unlawful use of force against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any segment thereof, in the furtherance of political or social objectives. Under this definition, all terrorist activities share the following three commitments. Using force that involves illegal activities. Intimidation or coercion. Supporting political or social objectives. Under other definitions, terrorism may not require the use of force. Terrorism may be defined as the unlawful or threatened use of force or violence against individuals or property to coerce and intimidate governments or societies, often to achieve political, religious, or ideological objectives. The decision to engage in criminal, intimidating activities to achieve goals separates a terrorist organization from a legitimate organization. However, any organization, legitimate or not, can resort to terrorist means to achieve its political or social agenda. Terrorists can operate as a group or act alone. Terrorist organizations plan activities that will have an emotional effect on the target population. They desire the target population to react to their attacks and demands in a manner that furthers their goals. Terrorism is designed to cause disruption, fear, and panic. Terrorists may want to draw attention to their cause, coerce or intimidate governments into granting their demands, or provoke governments into repressive actions that may inspire oppressed masses to revolt. Terrorists are difficult to stop, even when security precautions are taken and attacks are expected. An act of terrorism can occur anywhere, at any time. Terrorists will attack targets on land, sea, or air, figure 25.43. No jurisdiction, urban, suburban, or rural, is immune from terrorist acts. Because terrorist and criminal incidents may differ from ordinary hazmat incidents, there are some specific, unique actions that need to be taken, such as immediately notifying law enforcement, figure 25.44. You should also be alert for secondary devices and booby traps since terrorists and criminals may deliberately target first responders or crowds. Awareness level personnel. As true at all hazmat incidents, awareness level personnel should do all of the following. Protect yourself and others by isolating the incident and denying entry. Prevent contaminated persons and animals from leaving the scene, if possible, and direct them to a safe area to wait for help. Avoid contacting contaminants or contaminated surfaces. Remember that WMD agents may be deadly in very small amounts, and biological agents may not cause symptoms for several days. Finally, awareness level personnel are likely to be on or near the scene when an incident or attack occurs, and therefore they make important witnesses. Law enforcement will want to know what you saw and when. In addition, if it can be done safely, you should do the following. Document your observations. Take pictures, if possible. Make note of other witnesses and observers at the scene. Protect evidence at the crime scene as best as you can. Terrorism and emergency response. During the initial part of the response, emergency responders may not know if the incident is a terrorist act or something else. The same incident management system applies to all operations. Emergency responders will still respond and be among the first on the scene and consider traditional strategies and tactics to manage the incident. Responders will use the same risk-based response procedures to ensure safety and protection of themselves and the public. The size and type of incident plays a key role in how the response is managed. It may take some time before responders identify an incident as a terrorist attack. Many emergency response organizations may have supplies, equipment, and emergency response plans for other disasters that will work for terrorist incidents. PPE used for illicit drug lab responses and other hazmat incidents may also provide protection at a terrorist incident, depending on the materials involved. Similarly, decontamination tents, trailers, and equipment will serve the same purpose at terrorist incidents as at hazmat incidents. Responders can adapt existing evacuation plans to suit conditions created during a terrorist incident. Targeted versus non-targeted incidents. Despite their many similarities, important differences exist between terrorist incidents and other emergencies. Differences between non-targeted emergencies and a targeted attack are explained in the following. Intent: an act of terrorism is intended to cause damage, inflict harm, and kill. Terrorists specifically target the public, first responders, or both. Most other emergency incidents are not criminal in nature. A secondary attack is a deliberate release of hazardous materials that may cause widespread harm, regardless of any intent to target any audience. Severity and complexity: terrorist events may involve large numbers of casualties. They may involve materials, such as radioactive materials, with which first responders have little experience. Secondary contamination from handling patients may present a hazard. Structural collapse and other dangers may occur significantly after the initial attack. Issues, such as securing the scene and managing the incident, may be especially complex and difficult because of the large area involved, Figure 25.45. Crime scene management: at terrorist incidents, responders must preserve evidence and notify law enforcement as soon as possible, Figure 25.46. Responders must quickly recognize a terrorist attack. Failure to act quickly could result in the loss or accidental destruction of valuable information. Command structure: a unified command structure is required at most terrorist incidents. Law enforcement will have jurisdiction over all incidents involving terrorism. Identification of terrorist attacks. The following are a few examples of situations that can cue the responder to consider the possibility of a terrorist attack. Report of two or more medical emergencies in public locations such as a shopping mall, transportation hub, mass transit system, office building, assembly occupancy, or other public buildings. Unusually large number of people with similar medical signs and symptoms arriving at physicians' offices or medical emergency rooms. Reported explosion at a movie theater, department store, office building, government building, or a location with historical or symbolic significance. Additional information can provide clues as to the type of attack. CBRNE attacks: chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive attacks, each have their own unique indicators, Table 25.2. Monitoring and detection devices also play an important role in determining which of these materials may be present at the incident scene. If criminal or terrorist activity is suspected at an incident, first responders must quickly forward that information to law enforcement representatives. Terrorist tactics and types of attacks. Traditional terrorist tactics include assassination, armed assault, and bombings, including suicide bombings. Some conventional attacks may produce devastating effects equal to or exceeding those produced by the use of weapons of mass destruction, WMD. For example, assassination of a political leader could affect regime stability, or the use of conventional weapons could produce mass casualties and destruction exceeding the response capability of the community. Tactics such as cyber terrorism and agroterrorism, also called agricultural terrorism, present threats to computer/network security and food supplies. Potential terrorist targets. Certain occupancies are more likely to be terrorist targets than others. Terrorists are likely to target locations where an attack has the potential to do the greatest harm, such as killing or injuring persons, causing panic and/or disruption, damaging the economy, destroying property, demoralizing the community. When the goal is to kill as many people as possible, any location or occupancy that has large public gatherings, such as football stadiums, sports arenas, theaters, and shopping malls, might become a potential target. Terrorists might also target places with historical, economic, or symbolic significance, such as local monuments, high-profile buildings, or high-traffic bridges. Examples of potential terrorist targets. Potential terrorist targets include mass transportation, airports, ferry terminals and buildings, maritime port facilities, planes, subways, buses, commuter trains, and mass transit stations. Critical infrastructure, dams, water treatment facilities, power plants, electrical substations, nuclear power plants, transoceanic cable landings, telecommunication switch centers, telecom hotels, financial institutions, rail and road bridges, tunnels, levees, liquefied natural gas, LNG, terminals, natural gas, NG, compressor stations, petroleum pumping stations, and petroleum storage tank farms. Areas of public assembly and recreation, convention centers, hotels, casinos, shopping malls, stadiums, and theme parks. High-profile buildings and locations, monuments, buildings/structures of historic or national significance, and high-rise buildings. Industrial sites, chemical manufacturing facilities, shipping facilities, and warehouses. Educational sites, colleges, universities, community colleges, vocational/training facilities, and primary and secondary schools. Medical and science facilities, hospitals, clinics, nuclear research labs, other research facilities, non-power nuclear reactors, and national health stockpile sites. Scrutinize reported incidents at these occupancies closely for potential terrorist involvement. If you suspect terrorism, notify law enforcement authorities immediately. WMD threat spectrum experts have not reached consensus on which types of WMD's first responders are most likely to encounter. However, given the availability of parts, relative ease of production, and ease of deployment, the following list is a probable WMD threat spectrum from most likely to least likely. Explosives, such as IEDs, vehicle bombs, and suicide bombers, also explosives potentially combined with other materials such as industrial chemicals, biological materials, or radiological materials, figure 25.47. Biological toxins, such as ricin. Industrial chemicals, such as chlorine and phosgene. Biological pathogens, such as contagious diseases. Radiological materials, such as those used in a radiological dispersal device. Military-grade chemical weapons, such as nerve agents. Nuclear weapons, such as nuclear bombs. Note, conventional attacks such as hijackings, sniper attacks, and/or shootings are also highly likely, but not considered a WMD threat for purposes of this list. Explosives and conventional attacks have been terrorists' weapons of choice throughout history, and most experts agree that explosives are the greatest WMD threat today. This book will present this spectrum in the following order. Explosive attacks. Chemical attacks. Biological attacks. Radiological and nuclear attacks. Secondary attacks and booby traps. There is always the possibility that secondary devices will be used at terrorist attacks. Secondary devices are used to create more chaos and injure responders and bystanders. Usually, secondary devices are explosives of some kind, most likely an improvised explosive device, IED. Secondary devices may also be deployed as a diversionary tactic to route emergency responders away from the primary attack area. Secondary devices will be hidden or camouflaged. A time delay may detonate the devices, but other devices are also used, such as radio-controlled and cell phone-activated devices. In some cases, an obvious IED may be used to lure personnel to a specific area where a less obvious IED is hidden. Booby traps may be set to protect illicit laboratories, figure 25.48. Booby traps may use explosive, chemical, biological, or radiological materials. Some may use animals such as snakes or guard dogs. If any time booby traps or secondary devices are found or suspected, contact law enforcement and/or explosive ordnance disposal, EOD/bomb squad personnel. To protect against possible secondary devices, use the following guidelines. Anticipate the presence of a secondary device at any suspicious incident. Conduct a visual search for a secondary device, or anything suspicious, before moving into the incident area. Limit the numbers of emergency response personnel to those performing critical tasks, rescue, until the area has been checked and it has been confirmed that no additional devices are present. Avoid touching or moving anything that may conceal an explosive device, including items such as backpacks and purses. Manage the scene with cordons, boundaries, and scene control zones. Evacuate victims and non-essential personnel as quickly as possible. Preserve the scene as much as possible for evidence collection and crime investigation. While secondary devices and booby traps can be disguised as almost anything, responders should look for things that may seem out of place, figure 25.49. If anything suspicious is found, responders should note the item, treat the item with appropriate caution, notify appropriate personnel, law enforcement / explosive ordnance disposal / bomb squad personnel, and evacuate the area immediately. Be cautious of any items that arouses curiosity, including the following. Containers with unknown liquids or materials. Unusual devices or containers with electronic components, such as wires, circuit boards, cellular phones, antennas, other items attached or exposed. Devices containing quantities of the following: fuses, fireworks, match heads, black powder, smokeless powder, incendiary materials, other unusual materials. Materials, such as nails, bolts, drill bits, and marbles, attached to or surrounding an item that could be used for shrapnel, figure 25.50. Ordnance such as blasting caps, detonation cord, det cord, military explosives, commercial explosives, and grenades. Devices, such as razor blades and trip wires, on containers or other items on handles, valves, ladders, or other locations. Energized bare electrical wiring or exposed metal surfaces connected to an electrical system. Any combination of the previously described items. Explosive attacks. Explosive devices can be anything from homemade pipe bombs to sophisticated military ordnance. For example, the truck bomb that exploded April 19, 1995, outside the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, killing 168 people and injuring many others, is testimony to the potential destructive power of simple resources. The following sections describe explosive attacks. Explosive/incendiary attack indicators. The majority of terrorist attacks involves the use of explosive materials and incendiary devices, and typically are considered conventional attacks, figure 25.51. However, explosives, such as with a car or truck bomb, destroying an occupied building may be classified as weapons of mass destruction when used to inflict high casualties. Explosives may also be used to disseminate chemical, biological, and radiological materials. Explosive/incendiary attack indicators include warning or threat of an attack or received intelligence. Reports of an explosion. Explosion. Accelerant odors, such as gasoline. Multiple fires or explosions. Incendiary device or bomb components, such as broken glass from a Molotov cocktail or wreckage of a car bomb. Unexpectedly heavy burning or high temperatures. Unusually fast burning fires. Unusually colored smoke or flames. Presence of propane or other flammable gas cylinders in unusual locations. Unattended packages, backpacks, or objects left in high traffic/public areas. Fragmentation damage/injury. Damage that exceeds the level usually seen during gas explosions, including shattered reinforced concrete or bent structural steel, figure 25.52. Craters. Scattering of small metal objects such as nuts, bolts, and or nails used as shrapnel. Classification of explosives. Most commonly, explosives are categorized by chemical reaction or rate of decomposition. In general, high explosives create a larger effect, in sound and size, than low explosives. High explosives decompose rapidly, almost instantaneously, in a detonation that can include velocities faster than the speed of sound. High explosives are placarded as DOT Division No. 1.1. Examples of high explosives that are available for legal purchase include plastic explosives, such as C3 and C4, figure 25.53, nitroglycerin, TNT, blasting caps, dynamite, ammonium nitrate and fuel oil, ANFO, and other blasting agents, figure 25.55. Low explosive materials decompose rapidly but do not produce an explosive effect unless they are confined. In other words, they deflagrate at a speed slower than the speed of sound. Low explosives confined in small spaces or containers are commonly used as propellants. Low explosives are placarded as DOT Division No. 1.4. Black powder, a low explosive, is used to propel bullets and fireworks. Other examples of low explosives are the pyrotechnic substances used in fireworks and road flares. Some agencies may refer to unconfined low explosives as incendiary materials. Many experts do not distinguish incendiary devices/materials from other low explosives. Primary and secondary explosives. Primary explosives are generally more sensitive than secondary explosives, figure 25.56. Emergency responders should also be familiar with the following classifications based on high explosive susceptibility to initiation or sensitivity. Primary explosives, easily initiated and highly sensitive to heat and usually used as detonators. Small amounts of primary explosives, even a single grain or crystal, can detonate. Examples of primary explosives are lead azide, mercury fulminate, and lead stiffenate. Secondary explosives, designed to detonate only under specific circumstances, usually by activation energy from a primary explosive. Secondary explosives are less sensitive than primary explosives to initiating stimuli, such as heat or flame. TNT is an example of a secondary explosive. Tertiary explosives, blasting agents in sensitive materials based on ammonium nitrate, and they usually require initiation from a secondary explosive. Not all experts recognize this category and would consider blasting agents to be secondary explosives.